You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
There are so many great organisations, and none other than the wonderful people that we're going to interview next on a live 90.5 on Spotlight. And that, of course, is Tanya Smith, manager, and Caitlin Carpenter, the co-chair of Parramatta Women's Shelter. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We're absolutely delighted to have you and to tell our listeners and share with our listeners the great work that you do. I think I might shoot straight to you, Tanya, if you don't mind. You've got a very big event. Your needs are increasing, and it saddens both Darren and I, but you've got a very big event coming up that raises much needed funds for so many people. But before we actually talk about the event, please tell us a little bit about what's happening at the Women's Shelter at the moment, because I would say that you'll be extremely busy.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. It is busy, and we remain fully operational and open throughout lockdown. Lockdown poses some additional problems, in terms of women being able to freely reach out and access support services. I guess it can be problematic if their perpetrator is in the house with them. So there's a lot of added complexity during lockdown, but Parramatta Women's Shelter is operational fully, and we are at capacity. So it's hard. Sometimes we are turning away women and their families sometimes, you know, on a daily basis, which is really tough for us and the team. Yes, the needs are certainly there. They are not going away. We really do require these sorts of fundraising events to remain operational and be able to provide the community with the service that we do. So,
Tanya, yeah. It's Darren here. Oh, sorry, Jim, if I may. Just a question. When you say you're at capacity, what do you mean by that? And can capacity grow? And what are you trying to achieve in the long term for the Parramatta Women's Shelter?
So capacity for us is all our crisis properties and our transitional properties. We have two stages in our service model where families can come into what's called a crisis or short-term accommodation of approximately 3 months stay. Then we have some transitional properties where the families can move on to after that the initial 3 month period has ended, and you know a lot of the crisis work in terms of case management and making housing applications and looking at their counselling needs and emotional supports has been put into place, and moving into transitional enables the families to breathe a little bit, get some time, maybe get trained up and improve their skills. Gain some employment, just to be able to have that time to move into safer, more affordable accommodation as they move on from our shelter. So I guess at the moment we are in meanwhile use properties, gifted wonderfully by the PACE Foundation, who have been an amazing supporter of Parramatta Women's Shelter. However, the meanwhile use properties will be coming to an end next year. So we are certainly in search of other properties to make sure that we can maintain our service provision. And I'm sure Caitlin could probably expand on that a little.
Yeah, no, beautifully said, Tanya. Like Tanya just mentioned, so I believe that our lease is up in June. So we're trying to search for our future home at the moment, and expansion and growing as an organisation is definitely a priority for us, just so we can continue to support larger numbers of women and children escaping domestic and family violence and homelessness.
It must break your heart, because when looking at the statistics, and I need to let our listeners understand the gravity, Darren, on Spotlight, of what these wonderful people try to manage on a daily, monthly and yearly basis. Just in 2020, there were some 94 women and children were assisted by your organisation. It just must break your heart when you get that phone call or that knock on the door, because you're dealing with real events, real people, and quite often extremely violent situations.
Yes, look, it is a really challenging and tough tough job. However, some of the wonderful outcomes that we see and the growth in our families absolutely make the world of difference and keep the staff and our team motivated. And we've got a wonderful little team, four of us at the moment. And so yeah, we do see some fabulous outcomes and have done in the 18 months or so of service provision because we still are quite new. We only opened our doors on December, well, Christmas Eve 2019 was our first family through the
Yes,
door.
I remember you telling us that.
And I think I did a recent count when nearly at 150 support periods or mums and kids that we've provided support to in that time.
And we mentioned Pace Foundation, who have just been absolutely amazing, but there have been many other organisations like council and religious orders and a whole range of other people have got behind it. Your thoughts with regards to their support?
Caitlin, would you like to
Yeah,
comment on
absolutely.
that one?
On our website, actually, we do have a little bit of a supporters page. It's hard to capture all of them because it goes from organisations like Pace Foundation, Commonwealth Bank, larger businesses like that, all the way down to individuals who reach out. The other night, we had someone transfer us $100 out of the blue. So there's so many people that we are so grateful for, and we literally wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for them.
And can I just say, on behalf of those wonderful philanthropists, thank you so much. The story you have and the story that you unveil to our listeners is so compelling. And we just want to thank you, Darren, and I personally, for taking on the roles that you do, because without people like you, our world would be a worse place. And we sincerely mean that. We're just overwhelmed by what you do for people. Can I ask you, please, Caitlin, and this is just a question before we go to a break. Can you remember a situation that really has, I mean, they all stay with you, but is there one there that really resonates with you? I'm sure there's plenty, but one that really has meaning.
Yeah, my one, Tanya and I, we both have this in common. We're big animal lovers. The one that stuck with me was the moment that we were able to become pet friendly. And so we were able to take on a mum with, was it three children, Tanya?
Four.
Four children. So big family, really hard to place a family that large in a lot of domestic and family violence and homelessness shelters. And the fact that that family was able to reunite with their pets, that's for me, that's kept me going, gosh, like 6 months on.
That's we do not realise the importance of relationships and the importance of people in our lives and animals and so on that can make such a big difference in our lives. But thanks for sharing that with us. We're going to come back because we want to tell our listeners how they can get behind a really big virtual walkathon that's going to be on soon to raise much needed funds to help. To help so many families, and I sometimes get lost for words because the passion I have for what you do is so real, and we're so grateful for you and what you do for our community. We'll go to a little break, hear a song, and we'll come back and find out more on how we can help this wonderful organisation. You're on Alive 90.5 with Darren and Jim on Spotlight. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, 90.5 FM, and we're absolutely delighted to speak to two energetic people who attempt to and really do make a change to people's lives, particularly mothers and their children, as a result of domestic violence and those terrible things that bring such tragedy to families. And that, of course, is Tanya Smith, the manager, and Caitlin Carpenter, the co-chair of Parramatta Women's Shelter. If I could just ask you, you've got a really big event coming up. I think it's on the 1st of August. It kicks off and finishes on Friday, the 1st of October. Tell our listeners about this wonderful initiative to raise much needed funds, please. And if I can go to you, Tanya.
We are our local Parramatta and Cumberland Family and Domestic Violence Prevention Network or committee has very generously offered to put their fundraising capacity and I guess into this event for us. It's a walkathon, and it's a virtual walkathon. So you can actually go onto the website, which I think we'll post the details of later, and register as a team or register or just donate yourself and raise funds for Parramatta Women's Shelter by walking 5 kilometres, or I believe you can walk as far as you want in your teams. But it's a great initiative, especially during lockdown, to get together with your teams or your family, friends, work colleagues, to come out and raise some much needed funds for our shelter.
Fantastic. I mean, that's a really great initiative, and people can do it. It's not a question as if they can't do it. They've got a big window of time to actually take on that very important task. And 5 kilometres is not a great deal. But it's an important walk, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. So we'd really encourage anyone who, I think it's kind of the only thing you can do now at the moment, isn't it, to get out and,
that's right,
and walk or exercise. So we would really love it if everyone jumped on the website, checked it out, had a look. I mean, you can even donate just as little as you like. You don't have to get involved in the walkathon. But the information is all there on that website that we will post.
Really looking forward to taking part of that initiative there, Tanya. Now, Caitlin, I understand you'll be able to give us some information to say what $30,000, which is a target of this virtual walkathon, what $30,000 means to the Parramatta Women's Shelter as far as providing for support for those who are seeking refuge from domestic violence and other means.
That's right. So we're a community-based organisation, and we very much rely on the charity and generosity of businesses and community members, because domestic and family violence shelters are not fully funded by government. So $30,000 would keep us open for an entire month. It would cover everything from staff costs to any food, emergency needs, any kind of educational assets or technologies. So that would cover our whole funding for an entire month, which is huge, because we often have 3 families at a time just in our crisis home, as well as we can have outreach support given to those families in our transitional properties. So we're talking about 20 or so people that we could support for a full month.
Now, that's really great to know. Now, I'm going to put you a bit on the spot here to say, if you don't get $30,000, what does that mean? Does it mean that you have to go without doing something for the community? I'm really putting out there as a picture to the listeners to think, well, it's not like, oh, they might get their target and she'll be right, but what happens if you don't get the target?
Well, obviously we're appreciative of anything that's donated, but $30,000, getting that target, would really assist us with our sustainability as an organisation. The board, just for a little bit of background, we're all volunteers. So myself, I'm a volunteer. I do this outside of my full-time job. So, you know, we work very hard to fundraise, but, you know, the more we can gain, the better. If for instance, we hit 25 versus 30, $30,000 would allow us to support a woman and her children for an extra 50 nights.
Can you just say that again? Because I think our listeners need to understand the importance of what you just said. It's really asking you to say again so we understand the enormity of how important it is to obtain that $30,000.
Yeah, of course. So the difference between hitting 25,000 versus 30,000 could mean that we could support a woman and her children for an extra 50 nights.
Darren, your question's a really important question. Can you believe the difference of, I'll just say only 5,000, it's a lot of money, but the impact of that on a person's or a family's life for 50 days? I mean, it truly is incredible. You must, what you're saying is every cent and every dollar gets used in the most positive way to help your organisation?
Absolutely. Every dollar that gets funneled through goes directly to the shelter. The volunteers, for instance, we pay our own fuel, our own costs and things. So we're really focused on making sure that the money goes where it needs, which is supporting the clients, the women and their children, and supporting the staff to do the incredible job that they do every single day.
Well, we're going to ask our listeners right now, because listeners, this started on the 1st of August. You have to Friday, the 1st of October. So there's no excuse for you not getting involved at any level and making some contribution, because the sum of little bits adds up to a lot. And we hope in this case, by the 1st of October, $30,000 to try and help those families who are going through domestic violence, kids going hungry, kids with no clothes, and let alone the impact of COVID and affecting their schoolwork. Imagine having a situation where you don't even know where you live, where you're going to put your head. School doesn't take any priority. And yet these wonderful people, to you and your board, Tanya, Caitlin, we thank you so much for what you've done for some 150 families.
Now,
so
Jim, we should ask, how's it going so far? So it's been running since of August. How is the campaign going so far? Either you can answer that, Tanya or Caitlin.
Yeah, I think it's going amazingly well. Last count, I may be a couple of days behind, but we were just over $10,000, which was incredible.
Well, that's fantastic. So that about less than a third of the way through your target. So congratulations on reaching that sort of partway milestone, and we wish you well in reaching your $30,000 target to provide.
Can I just thank everyone that has so far registered to join the virtual walkathon and has donated through the platform? Families that we support, staff, board, all the volunteers are very, very appreciative. So thanks a million.
Thank you.
Now, Tanya, I understand that there was going to be a family fun day. Is that still on the cards with all the lockdowns and everything?
Look, I think our hopes for that are fading. We had sort of hoped to stretch it out to November. I guess we just really need to see the landscape and what the government are suggesting in terms of the roadmap out of lockdown. But we're still hoping that we might be able to get together face-to-face and have a family fun day in the park at Parramatta sometime through November. We will keep you posted.
Sounds fantastic, and thank you for everything that you do for the local community. And as Jim has said earlier, we really appreciate what yourself and Caitlin do for the Parramatta Women's Shelter.
Thanks so much for having us.
And have a great morning.
Thank you, you too.